Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum today. I am your host, Kevin Sandler. We have a great show today. We are going to talk about upcoming Bicycle Safety Day, Saturday, May 11th in Wapakoneta. We've got Marlene Froning here, and also we have Kelly Froning-Remke. And ladies, thanks for coming. Great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's begin. Let's talk about this. This year's version is Saturday, May 11th. And Kelly, I thought I would give you a chance to talk about, you know, what this is, and most importantly, what this means to your family.
So we started it back, well, actually my mom started it back in 2009, the 25th anniversary of my brother Keith's passing. She was contacted randomly by Nationwide Children's Hospital to come speak down at a Columbus city council meeting about bicycle safety and what it means to our family. And she decided to do something in Wapak at that point, like, maybe this was a sign to do something. So my brother Keith, he passed away from a bicycle car accident in 1983. And it was very impactful on our family. I was only just shy of turning 3. So I have an older brother and an older sister. So it was very traumatic. It was very hard to not have him there for things. But instead of, you know, just constantly dwelling on that, my mom and my dad have turned it into a positive thing of educating, you know, children about why it's important to be safe, and not just the children, but their parents too, because parents don't always understand what the rules of the road are. You know, in recent years, you know, helmets have come more into play and safety gear. So, you know, we kind of expanded on that, you know, making sure that they have helmets, and the bicycle rodeo teaches them those rules. So it's an all comprehensive type experience that they're getting.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of things that, for example, you're right, I see way more bike helmets than I used to, which is great. And also, I can remember growing up, knee and elbow protectors were, became a thing, and reflectors on bikes for when you're riding later at night, and bike lights, I can remember. And, you know, you never really can be too safe.
No, exactly. That's why we also have you know, we ask them that they bring their bikes, so not only they can go to the bicycle rodeo, but we also have free basic inspections of that bike. So if they need reflectors, their seat's too low, to put their seat up higher. If they have a broken pedal, you know, things like that, air in their tires, that they can get all those things taken care of too, because we know not every child has that ability to make sure those things get fixed, and we want to make sure that they have that opportunity, that they have a safe ride as well. So.
Yep, and, you know, I think also, I'm sure you want to, you know, kind of encourage, you know, kids too. I mean, to ride your bike and to do so safely, that's how you get around as a kid, I remember. Yeah. And also, you know, most importantly, you know, again, safely. It's just too easy to just grab a bike and just let's go. You're excited,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, it is a vehicle. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a vehicle, and there are certain rules and expectations that need to be followed. And we want to make sure that while you're out having fun, that you're also being safe about it and being cautious about it and being mindful of your surroundings. It's so easy, especially nowadays, to put those earbuds in and just ride and not pay attention. But that's also not safe. You've got other vehicles on the road with you, whether it be a car, or there's a lot of people with their golf carts on the road now even. You know, there's so many different aspects. You know, other riders, walkers, you know, you have to be aware of your surroundings. So, you know, and just even the basic symbols of, you know, how to, your arm movements for going right or left, you know, checking for signs for railroad crossings, and, you know, being aware of all those situations. So
that's, and I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because as soon as, before you even talked about earbuds, it's like, look, yeah, I love music as much as anybody. You know, I've even been guilty of taking a walk and listening to music. I try to do that in the park where there's no motorized vehicles. But yeah, if you're out, you're on your bike, I mean, you're on the street because you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. You know, the headphones, not a good idea.
No,
right?
No, exactly. So you can't hear the traffic around you. You can't hear even the other people around you, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, if you do have them in, turn them way down so you still hear your surroundings. You know, you just kind of a little bit of extra background noise. But, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of the same thing when I go out running, biking. You know, I'll just put in one earbud so I still hear everything around me, putting my eyes on a swivel, you know, always constantly being aware of your situations.
Yeah, and I think that's a great compromise, because I also understand for some of us, we can't move without music.
Yeah, it just exactly. It's not just fun.
You know, it's got to be there, yeah. So, which is, and I think also a neat thing is to talk to kids and say, hey, we got some good news. You're a big kid now. You know, you can do this. But yeah. Responsibility comes with it. So we're going to treat you like a big person, you know?
Exactly. And our WAPUC Connecticut Police Department has said, too, that they've, ever since, you know, Mom started this program, they noticed a big difference in, you know, the riders around town, and the accidents have gone way down as far as, you know, bicycle accidents, whether it's just even a kid falling off the side, you know, kind of riding into traffic, all those kind of things have kind of gone down a little bit, you know, because they are becoming safer and more aware of what they're doing. They're wearing the safety gear. They're understanding the rules of the road, that they too have to stop for stop signs and stop lights and those kind of things, which how to properly ride with traffic, not against traffic, like all those kind of things. And, you know, wasn't for our police and fire department, we wouldn't be able to put this on either. They help out a lot. So they do a lot for us. So
I'm surprised, not always in a good way, how people don't understand, you know, kind of the rules of the road. I'll hear things like, you know, these bikers need to get off the road. I'm like, no, actually they don't.
They don't
understand. Yeah. They do have the right, and they have to. As I said, where would you want them to go, right? I mean,
exactly.
They have to be on the road. So.
Exactly. So, I mean, it is a mode of transportation. It is, you know, and like I said, most people don't even realize the basic thing of that you shouldn't ride your bike against traffic.
That's
you should
right.
ride it
yeah.
with traffic. So, and a lot of people don't, you know, that's like the biggest thing. People don't realize that it's actually the rules of the road, what you're supposed to do, because it's safer.
I don't think riding into traffic would not be my, I wouldn't care for that.
Yeah,
either.
It's too hard for the, you know, oncoming traffic to judge the distance and be able to get around you safely, where if you're going with the flow of traffic, they can come upon you, safely veer around you, those kind of things, rather than the opposite, where they're meeting you head on. So
yeah, and I think also, do we have to be in a hurry? I can remember sometimes I'm going to turn left, and I see that there's a bike rider, and, you know, they're turning left. I'm going to let them go, make your turn. Okay, you know, now I can safely go around you, as you said. Don't be in a hurry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, wait those few extra seconds for that bike rider to cross safely if they're following the proper rules. Just like driving your car, you have to follow the proper rules as well. So it's the same thing applies. So
yep, and so many different types of bikes these days too. You know that maybe there were only a few types when we were growing up, but they make a lot of them now. Some of them, I mean, some people really are into cycling, and they've got some nice ones. And it's all different.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people with different bike styles that they ride. I mean, we even had a kid one year that came with a unicycle, so that was pretty awesome to see him come through there and do the rodeo on a unicycle. So yeah. So I mean, I mean there's all sorts of different ones, and I know a lot of them have more of like this recumbent style now that you see out there too, but they have to follow the same rules as, you know, any other bicycle. So
yeah, now can you ride a unicycle?
I cannot.
Not.
And I think I'd be way too short to be able to get up on the thing in the first place. So
I can, and I also can remember too, especially for people when you see, you know, younger kids. I mean, I can remember learning and trying to, it felt really cool to be able to master the balance, to get the training wheels off.
Yeah.
But also I remember having a hard time. I didn't really know how to stop.
Yeah.
For the longest time. My only way to stop was to crash on the lawn. I'm sorry. I finally figured out I didn't have to do that, but it took me a while to learn. So maybe a little grace for the kids.
Exactly.
Like, they're still learning, you know?
Exactly. They're still learning. So, you know, make sure if you see, you know, a family coming up, or, you know, a kid on his bike coming up to an intersection, just be noticeable of that they might be trying to stop, but they just don't have it quite down yet. And, you know, that's something that even when they're going through the rodeo, you know, the fire department, the police department's there to help them with that they also kind of help them learn that little braking and steering technique too. So, you know, try to make sure that they got that down too. So
I can remember how much fun it was to have like a 10-speed bike, and you didn't have to pedal as hard to really get it to go fast.
Get the gears moving.
Yeah. Those were the days. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more about Bicycle Safety Day, and we're going to talk about who's all going to be there, remind people where it is as we continue here on Spectrum. Don't go anywhere.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish use up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness. Or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Don't miss the best Spring Fest deals right now at Lowe's. Get a free select 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Plus, buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these can't-miss deals in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/24. Excludes paint and stain samples. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Hey, we're back on Spectrum, and so we're talking about the upcoming Bicycle Safety Day. That's Saturday, May 11th in Wapakoneta. We've got Kelly and Marlene. Let's remind people, where this is going to be held, right?
So it'll be held on Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 1. It's kind of an open house style. It's right downtown Wapak, across the street from the fire department at the TSC garage. So the telephone service company in Wapak is amazing. They let us use that facility for free every year. So a big shout out to them for allowing us to do that. So it's very helpful. It's very nice. So.
Excellent. And it is, you got guest speakers and maybe some car drivers.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have some race car drivers there, go-kart drivers. So they come to kind of help the kids understand that even though they're not, racing a bike down the street, they're racing a car, but safety gear is important for them too. So, it's a good reminder that no matter what you're driving, you got to have your helmet on. So
that's true. It's funny. Sometimes we would say that, what would a race car driver know about safety? They drive so fast in a circle, but actually,
well versed about safety.
Very much so.
Yeah, so they really hit that home with the kids that it's important. So.
And also, by the way, drawings for free bicycles, I understand. Yeah,
there's usually give away free bicycles that get donated. We have a lot of great community support from the Kiwanis. The Optimist has helped in the past. Like I said, fire department, sheriff department, the DARE officer, Cranker Cycling, a lot of them are there to Lima Roadrunners. There's a lot of different organizations that help out that make it possible, or we wouldn't be able to do it. So
right, and so you want people to bring their bicycle and helmet, right? Free inspections. Applaud, mm-hmm. Obviously, applause for any parent that has given their kid a helmet. But you want to make sure it's also up to standard.
Yeah, exactly. So if you already have a helmet, and bring that with you, because we'll make sure we have that it's fitting properly. Still, make sure there's no cracks in it, anything like that. Because even a little hairline crack could mean that it's no good anymore. Even if you wreck your bike once and you hit your head, you may not look like that helmet might look fine, but
throw it out,
get a new one. So it's very important. So yeah, even if you have your own helmet and you're like, it fits fine, it fits great, still bring it with you. You can get it, they'll inspect it, make sure it's still sitting on your head properly, still not cracked, not damaged in any way, and you have that opportunity too, so.
All right, and rain or shine, I want to point out to this.
Yep, so whether rain, shine, we've had it snow before, so, we've kind of run the gamut of Ohio weather for sure.
Months of May can get really interesting, as can April.
So we've definitely seen it all, so it... Yeah, but yeah, no matter the weather, we'll be out there. So, I mean, it is inside a garage, so, you know, you'll be protected. So you will be protected. So,
and one of the things also the kids are going to learn, for either of you to talk about this one too, they're going to learn about signs, right, and what they mean. We know because we've been driving forever, but a lot of times, I mean, they might know a stop sign, but maybe some of the other ones they don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
So the ODT, ODOT office has made us like miniature versions of all the signs. So we have, you know, like I said, railroad, yield, stop signs, you know, all those different signs that they might come across while out on the, riding their bikes. We have all the miniature versions of those just on the rodeo course. So the course really is not just like, oh, pretend this is a stop sign. There's really a stop sign there. There's really railroad tracks. There's, you know, there's different things. So we try to really kind of mimic what they're going to see out there. So,
why not, right? Controlled environment. If they're going to make a mistake, this is the place to do it.
It's the place to learn. Yeah.
And
so they'll go through it one-on-one with a police officer, you know, or like I said, sheriff or fireman. They'll go one-on-one through the course with them. So it's not like they're going together in a group. They're really learning that skill one-on-one with somebody. So.
All right. And just in time for summer.
Exactly.
I think we agree, growing up in the summer, that was our preferred method of transportation.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A lot of miles put on my bike as a kid, for
yeah,
sure.
That's what it's about. You know, and not only my bike, but when I was even younger, the other standard mode, you know, the big wheel, if you
yeah,
remember those.
Exactly.
Those were cool.
Yeah.
But,
tricycles.
But,
yeah.
Tricycles, yes. And those, you know, those are more on the sidewalk, you know, but
yeah,
short-term. But even then, yeah, you still had to be smart about it,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. I mean, my son has two power wheels, and even on that, when we're going around the sidewalk on him, he knows he has to stop for the alleyway, stop for intersections, those kind of things. So same rules apply. So
that's true. those are an interesting invention that we did not have growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fun.
Yeah.
So, pretty neat. All right. So again, we appreciate you doing this, but also, I mean, appreciate you doing this. I think also in general, as you said, you took a terrible tragedy, you've made something good come out of it, and from what you said, the police, they've kind of given you some good feedback that they feel this has made a difference.
Exactly. They definitely noticed the difference, and, you know, they even, I don't think a lot of people realize, too, that, you know, they see a kid out riding his bike, doing what he should be, following the rules of the road, you know, if they're doing good, they'll stop over, talk to them. Maybe they'll have a McDonald's coupon for
there
you or
know,
something, you know. They make sure that they reward the kids for keeping up with it and constantly, not just doing it this one day, but keeping an eye on them, you know, all year round, what they're doing. So,
yep, and that's another thing, I think, that Wapakoneta, like a lot of communities, I mean, you've got some busy intersections. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents probably tell their kids, don't touch that area of town. You know, like, do you really want to go to McDonald's or Walmart or, you know, any of the places they have in the part of Wapak I'm thinking of? You know, if you want to check out Burger King or Goodwill or, you know, or any of those places, Bob Evans, you know, all the places that are there, you don't be taking your bike there either.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of busy intersections, and, you know, it's about understanding your child's skill level too, and their responsibility level, that kind of thing. So, you know, that also comes into play with a lot of that. You know, do you feel like they're skillful enough riders? Do you feel like they're being responsible enough? Because there is a lot of busy intersections. There's a lot of five-way intersections in Wapak. So,
yeah,
it can get a little dicey in some of those areas. So, you know, it's definitely, like I said, it's not just creating an awareness for kids. It's also helping to educate the parents. So,
and you can tell your kids, hey, we've got your bike, so you can go to your buddy's house, or you can go to the park, or even to the pool, you know, or something where, again, less traffic, especially if you kind of keep it residential.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I grew up out in the country, so, you know, it's even important. You know, we don't have sidewalks out in the country. You don't have those kind of things. So even when they're little and still riding on the sidewalks, it's not something we had. So, you know, Mom and Dad always made sure that we were following the rules of the road, and, you know, tragically, you can do that, and sometimes it's not the best case scenario, but we make sure that, you know what, the education's still there, and you try to protect the best you can.
Yeah, and I think also it comes down to, driving defensively. Certainly if you're on the bike, but I think, again, if you're in your car, and you see a bike getting ready to cross, you know, just wave them through. Say, hey, go on. Yeah. I got you. You know, yeah. I can wait. And then I can also remember growing up that the big thing was, and you got in trouble if you got caught doing this, but always walk your bike across the road. You know, don't, we, that was a big thing where I grew up. You know, yeah. You did not want to get, you know, caught driving across, you know, from one end to the other.
Yeah. I mean, that was something mom and dad taught us always growing up, you know, get off your bike, walk it across so you're paying attention to the traffic and not riding into traffic or not braking in time, that kind of thing. So, you know, and it's, that's why we also do, like I said, the bicycle inspections too, because a lot of these kids, their seats might not be at the right height.
This is true.
So they can't, when they stop, they'll fall over because their seat's too high and their feet can't touch flat on the ground. And, you know, so that's why all components are important. It's not just about the helmet. It's not just about the rodeo. It's all the inspections. It's all three together that make it successful. So
that's the excuse I should have used growing up for all those crashes I had. My seat's not the right height.
Exactly.
I should have done that, but didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, so. Same here. I'm quite the klutz. I have a lot of scars on my knees from a lot of falling off the bike. So
that is part of growing up too. You know, it's exactly. Not going to go well. Exactly. I guess make all those mistakes now so you don't make them when you finally get your driver license. Right?
Exactly.
Try to do that. So. And we want to also, I know you had some thank yous as well you wanted to get out there. Too.
Yeah. We have, like I said, we have a lot of area businesses that definitely help us out. You know, Walmart, they are the ones that help donate the bikes, that kind of thing. Donate, you know, make sure that we have the bikes to give away. Dan and Yogurt, they give us, help provide the snacks for that day. We also have snacks for the kids, so they help provide us with that. Just a lot of other businesses that really help us out with that day that, you know,
coupons,
gift certificates from a bunch of different restaurants, items, like all that kind of thing. So we can give away stuff throughout the day. So it's kind of like, you know, almost like an attendance raffle throughout the day as well. So, you know, there's a lot of different things we're giving away.
And
so
it's 10 a.m. to, you know, 1 p.m. So this is a nice day that, you know, parents and their kids can spend together. Right?
Exactly. It's a good day to spend together, you know, and you're also right downtown Wapak. So there's a lot of stuff to see and do. So even if you're not from the area, you know, you can make a day of it. So you can come there, you know, come hang out the bike, you know, at Bicycle Safety Day for a little bit, walk around town.
Yes.
So there's a lot to see and do. So
I want to thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
And nice to meet you, Marlene. And Kelly, I'm going to compliment you on your 2023 Michigan National Championship sweater that you wore here today. It looks
go blue.
Wonderful. Go blue. And we thank you. We thank you so much for coming.
All right. Thank you.